100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the number of jobs added in October fell sharply. It's the final government jobs report before the election.
The economy shed 46,000 manufacturing jobs in October, a number likely magnified by the Boeing strike. Hurricanes Helene and Milton also had an impact on holding down job growth. Just 12,000 private sector jobs were added last month, well below expectations of about 100,000. But the Labor Department's report showed the economy is still strong. Unemployment held at 4.1%. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Former President Trump criticizing those jobs numbers, blaming the Biden-Harris policies, he says, for slowing growth. Trump is in Michigan this afternoon, making an unscheduled stop in Dearborn. Tonight, he and Vice President Kamala Harris hold dueling rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And fans are cheering on the Los Angeles Dodgers this hour, celebrating their World Series title today with the victory parade underway. This is ABC News. Testimony began today in the trial for Daniel Penny in New York City. Penny is facing manslaughter and negligent homicide for the choking death of Jordan Neely on board a subway train last year. Mildred Mahazu is Neely's aunt.
Justice would be for Daniel Penny to go to prison or to jail. He should never walk around free after the murder, cold-blooded murder, of my nephew.
Penny's defense says he was protecting passengers from Neely. A pretrial hearing for Patrick Crucius, the man accused of shooting and killing 23 people in an El Paso Walmart.
His defense team claims that recorded conversations between Crucius and his lawyers ended up in the hands of prosecutors. Former Assistant District Attorney Loretta Hewitt testified that a paralegal in the DA's office did listen to the recordings.
ABC's Jim Ryan. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Cooling down to around 30 tonight for a low and light winds, clear to partly cloudy. Saturday, partly cloudy with highs of 57, southeast winds 6 to 12. Saturday night, lows of 40, cloudy, rain developing after midnight. And cloudy Sunday with periods of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Southeast winds are currently at 2 and we're at 48 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
100.9 WRCO.
Maybe I'm just bad luck. Ain't no other way to explain it. I can keep them around for a while, but then it falls apart. Maybe it's just bad timing. The wrong girl and the wrong guy. And I try to fill that space for a while, but it ain't in the cards. And man, I go back to the table. But damn, gonna cash out in the end. It ain't how much I win, 'cause I played all my highest cards, and all I need is a pair of hearts. Maybe it's just bad luck, or maybe it's just bad habits. When somebody gets too close, I'm gonna look for a place to hide. Say that they're in love, the ones I met for coffee, the ones that tried to fix me, and the ones that stayed the night. And yeah, I go back to the table again. Got a pair of kings in my hand. If it don't show on the rhythm, maybe I just don't get it. But damn, I win, 'cause cause I played all my highest cards. Now I need is a pair of hearts. Maybe she's right here, right now. Maybe she just pulled up a stool. If I don't change my ways, I'd be a joker and a fool. When I look up, it's you, my last someone new. Man, I go back to the table again. Got a pair of kings in my hand. If it don't show on the river, maybe I just don't get it. Damn, gonna cash out it.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Need some more and find it. Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Our daddies won the war, then they came home to our moms. They gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy for the devil and the Rolling Stone. Then we got a little older, we found Haggard and Jones. A generation screaming for more room. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby. Chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Now we all can run computers and we all can dance. We all have Calvin Klein written on our underpants. And at 6 o'clock like robots we turn on the news. Watch those third world countries deal out more abuse. Remember the first man. Of the baby boom. As our lives become a capsule they send to the stars, and our children look at us like we came from Mars. As the farms disappear and the sky turns black, we're a nation full of takers, never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We have freedom, we have money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Our optimism mingles with the doom. Kids of the baby boom.
I was giving her all of mine, but the first time they met us when they understood. Said, how'd you get walked so good? God gave me a girl, girl, gave me a kiss, kiss, gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve it.
God gave me a girl, Russell Dickerson on WRCO. Well, Phil Nee is on the road as he is heading to Johnson Creek to have coverage of tonight's WIAA Level 2 football game. Ithaca taking on Johnson Creek. Should be quite the game under the Friday night lights, and see if Ithaca can continue on in the tournament. Our coverage getting underway around 6:40 to 6:45-ish here on WRCO FM 100.9. Of course, you can also listen to it on the Civic Media app. You can hear it as well live online at WRCO.com.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Did you know that at conception there is a living human being with unique DNA? By week 5, the baby's heart is beating. At 6 weeks, brain activity can be detected. An ultrasound allows us to see the baby stretch and even suck their thumbs at only 9 weeks. By 13 weeks, an unborn baby is sensitive to touch. And with the advances in medical care, a 21-week-old baby can survive outside of the womb. This perfectly human baby has a right to life. That is why I'm pro-life.
This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
Speed wins. That's why Stein Seed Company has consistently released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other seed company for years. And the reason why we can offer higher-yielding genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control to help you get the most out of your seed. Plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans, because Stein has yield. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage on WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved.
100.9 WRCO.
My time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. You can't say that about me. Boy, I'm way too good for you. I am going out tonight. Ain't wasting my time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. Just saying that about me. No girl has my attitude to fill these shoes. Ain't wasting my time. You lost to me. Sounds like you lost to me.
same. It just falls into some eternal sea. Like the end of a movie that makes you cry. You're sad when it's over, but you're glad you had that moment that moved you deep inside.
Oh, that's on a one-way road, that when love goes.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities are still searching for a gunman in last night's mall shooting in Vancouver, Washington.
Police in Vancouver, Washington say the shooting was targeted and that the shooter was wearing a Halloween mask. The shooter is still on the loose. One victim was killed. Two others were injured in the mall food court. The mall was full of young trick-or-treaters at that time. Several shots were fired. One person was apparently targeted, and the others were hit by the gunfire. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Election day now 4 days out. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both hold rallies tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Government data shows just 12,000 jobs were added last month, far fewer than projected. Analysts say two major hurricanes and the Boeing strike impacted job growth. And in downtown Los Angeles, fans celebrating World Series champions LA Dodgers at their victory parade. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Ithaca Bulldogs are on the way to Johnson Creek tonight to take on Johnson Creek in a WIAA Level 2 football game. It's a place where the Bulldogs lost a year ago on a late touchdown. I asked co-head coach Kyle Kelly about this year's Johnson Creek team.
Similar to last year, and they're somewhat similar to Randolph. The big difference is they are more effective at passing the ball than Randolph is. But, yeah, it's the same offense they ran last year. They have quite a few weapons.
Well, yeah, last year the Bulldogs maybe could have, maybe should have won that game, right?
Yeah, it was back and forth the entire time. It came down to whoever had the ball last was going to win.
Ithaca's at Johnson Creek tonight among a number of games. River Ridge at Bangor, Cuba City at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien hosts Brookfield Academy, and Darlington is home against Milwaukee Academy of Science. Division 4, Lodi at Aquinas, Reedsburg's at Catholic Memorial. In Division 3, and Waterford at Mount Horeb Barneveld. North Crawford is at Highland in an 8-player showdown this evening. Brewers coach Quentin Berry is leaving the team to join his former and future boss, Craig Counsell, with the Cubs. Berry was Milwaukee's first base coach, handling base running and outfield coaching for the team. The 39-year-old was an accomplished base dealer when he played. He is the first Brewers coach to leave the staff to pair up with Counsell in Chicago. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Tonight's forecast calling for lows of 30, light winds, clear to partly cloudy skies. Saturday, partly cloudy as well, highs of 57, southeast winds 6 to 12. Saturday night, lows of around 40, cloudy with rain developing after midnight. And on Sunday, cloudy with periods of rain, highs in the mid-50s. It is a partly cloudy 50 degrees, no precipitation. The barometer is at 30.25, and southeast winds are at 2. Again, it's 50 degrees.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Catch a girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Come into this spot on a Thursday before 10 o'clock. But I thought, what the hell, why not? I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Girl, I know your favorite beer, cause you told me. And I bought it. You can leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything, don't hold anything. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the bag. Leave the scene, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back.
town. Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. Got my heart beating in this bar. Now we can jump in, fall into something, and the perfect place to start. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse, say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back.
Don't hold anything.
What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you.
With a cross across my face, I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Go wrong with Jelly Roll. Coming up this weekend in our area, a bake shop and breakfast being held at First Lutheran Church. That'll be Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Also this weekend on Saturday, the World Community Day hosted by Church Women United Family Thrift Shop. That will take place at St. Mary's Keysville Church starting at 9 a.m. But right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition, from their on-site crematory to personalized prearrangements and community spaces. They're here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Preparing for the Battle of the Atlantic in the Second World War, our President Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Churchill met in Argentia, Newfoundland. At that meeting, Roosevelt ripped a map from the pages of a National Geographic. It was a map of the North Atlantic. He drew a line down the middle separating east from west. And then, to Churchill, he proposed that the British Royal Navy be responsible for everything east of the line. Roosevelt promised protection for British convoys traveling anywhere in the Western Zone. American escort vessels, destroyers, whatever. And Churchill was delighted. Thus was produced the Atlantic Charter, a statement of mutual maritime objectives. Now, that meeting took place in August. September 4, an American destroyer, the Greer, was attacked by a German U-boat 200 miles southwest of American-occupied Iceland. The submarine fired torpedoes. The destroyer dropped depth charges. Nobody got hurt, but FDR got mad. His orders to the Navy, attack German warships on sight. But in the middle of one night, the following month, another American destroyer was fired on, the Kearney, and this time a German torpedo found its mark. 11 on the destroyer were killed in the last blast, although the vessel managed to limp into port. The USS Reuben James was not so fortunate. Affectionately referred to as the Rube, she was a trim old warship, a four-pipe destroyer. Late in October, she had been sent to assist a British convoy west of Ireland. But at dawn on the 31st, her direction finder locked on U-boat signals, and moments later, the explosion. A German torpedo had struck the Reuben James just forward of her number one stack. Her bow section sank immediately. The rest of her followed within 5 minutes. Her crew had numbered 160 when she'd left port. But after she went down, only 45 were rescued from the icy water. Her captain, all of her officers, were lost. We even know the German submarine responsible, the U-562. But imagine this. Popular history begs the impression that the United States became shockingly, suddenly, spontaneously involved in World War II, drawn into it by the spur of a dreadful moment by a Japanese surprise attack in the Pacific. Look closer, however. You'll see that we declared war when it was convenient rather than when it was called for. You see, the events of which you've just learned, the explosive beginnings of the Battle of the Atlantic, happened in 1941. In every sense but technically, we were at war with Germany. We were shooting at each other, after all, but those days did not live in infamy. You see, the United States warship Reuben James was sunk by a German torpedo, and 115 Americans went to the bottom with her on that last day of October. October 1941, that's a month prior to Pearl Harbor. Now you know the rest of the story.
This is Mark Jelinek with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage on WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved.
100.9 WRCO.
Through with you, no phone calls, no debt. If you want the cold, hard truth, I can do me all
Checked in with my mind and it's fine.
Sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All this ain't. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population. Sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. Kissing you right here.